Everything is in context. My mother used to, she would give us a hard time sometimes, and she would say to us, "I don't belong with you young people. You think you just fell out of a coconut tree? You exist in the context of all in which you live and what came before you."
Do you agree today that you were wrong to oppose busing in America?
Then, no.
Do you agree?
I did not oppose busing in America. What I opposed is busing ordered by the Department of Education.
According to the book, Biden leaned over to Pete Buttigieg at the podium to his right. They barely knew each other, but Biden was looking for someone to share the moment with. Well, he said, that was some effing BS.
Kamala Harris will easily go down as the worst vice president in U.S. history. Her rise to the office has left a trail of mediocrity, confusion, and betrayal.
Well, the Klan was what we would call today a domestic terrorist group.
Why? Why would we call them domestic terrorist group?
Because they try to use fear and force to change political environment.
And what was the motivation for the use of fear and force?
It was based on race and ethnicity.
Right. Are you aware of the perception of many about how the power and the discretion at ICE is being used to enforce the laws?
We are going to the border. We've been to the border. So this whole thing about the border, we've been to the border. We've been to the border.
You haven't been to the border.
I haven't been to Europe. And I don't understand the point that you're making.
I've said I'm going to go to the border. And
when are you going to the border, Vice President?
The administration has asked. I'm not finished. I've said I'm going to the border.
The catastrophes that are causing people to leave right now, the hurricanes, the pandemic, the drought, and extreme food insecurity. And then there are the longstanding issues, the root causes, the lack of climate adaptation and climate resilience, the lack of good governance.
That Kamala Harris maintains an enemies list. Journalists who make her mad. Harris, Politico reported, quote, tracks political players and reporters whom she thinks don't fully understand or appreciate her life experience. Her life experience, like growing up in Canada.
But her facade is quickly disintegrating. As Politico reported, Vice President Kamala Harris's aides are in a panic, stating that she is effing up and perhaps shouldn't be the heir apparent for 2024's presidential race because she could not defeat whomever the Republican Party puts up.
And then they launched.
Yeah, they did.
Do I see people testifying? Can I get a witness?
Democrats start trying to play the race card. I want y'all to understand this. Kamala is not black. Her kids is not black. Her husband is not black. She does not come from black culture. So don't tell me I got to support Kamala Harris because she's black. The race pander from the Democratic Party got to stop. It's really that simple. Thank you for listening.
As a black woman living in the United States, I am telling you, do not vote for Kamala Harris just because she is black and just because she is a woman. Especially if you are a Christian watching this, and if you have the voting ability, vote for the person that God wants in office. Now, I'm not going to say whether that is Kamala or Trump or whoever. But what I do know is that one side is very clearly pushing for godly principles to be established, and one side is pushing against those principles.
But you're also Indian American, and I'm just curious.
Indeed.
What's the best? How do you describe yourself?
Did you read my book? How do I describe myself? I describe myself as a proud American.
If Harris can barely handle
make sure
the mainly
you call in 877-789-2539. Again, that's 877-789-2539. We're coming up on a break here in about 20 seconds. After this one-minute break, we are going to be taking your calls as soon as the crew has a chance to screen them. The sooner you call, the more likely I am to get to you. 877-789-2539. Stay tuned for your calls on the other side.
We
Please pray for InfoWars. Please pray for the crew. And I'm so thankful to the crew. They're doing such a great job. I'm so thankful to Owen and to Chase and to all the rest of the crew and Rob Duver here with me right now. We were one family together, black, white, old, young, you name it, in the fight for liberty against the New World Order. Thank you so much for your past support. And I humbly ask for your support now. If you go to InfoWarsStore.com, where the big Save InfoWars sale is going with X2 and X3 and DNA Force Plus, Nitric Boost, and all these other incredible game-changing products. Also, the great line, a dozen products under InfoWars MD, private labeled from a top manufacturer in the country. They said, hey, we'll let you have our whole line, and then we'll ship it for you. We'll do it all. It's all drop ship. All our products are selling out. We're out of money. Like, but because of InfoWars MD, they have basically unlimited for us. So that now when you buy InfoWars MD, you're getting great, excellent, amazing products that are across the board for your supplement needs. And they then keep us on the air. InfoWars MD.
You're tuned in to The American Journal with your host, Chase Geyser. Watch it live right now at band.video.
Welcome back to The American Journal, ladies and gentlemen. I am Chase Geyser, taking your calls throughout this hour. We're going to give the crew a chance to breathe and screen them. Laura Loomer just did an outstanding job, basically reporting that Joe Biden is in the terminal stage of his illness, whatever it is. We're not sure if it's Parkinson's, dementia, or some other illness, or combination of all of them. It seems like she has all of the best details, and she has them first, which is often the case with Laura Loomer, also often the case with Alex Jones. You know, Laura Loomer is really good at reporting what's happening before anyone else. Alex Jones is the best at reporting what's going to happen next before anyone else. But so much craziness as this unfolds. And nobody really knows what's happening. Nobody really understands what's happening except for Alex Jones and InfoWars. We understand the ramifications of what this political climate means for humanity next. We're on the brink of World War III. Our republic is totally under attack from within. The deep state tried to kill President Trump. They will try again. They will try to kill others because ultimately they're after you. And they don't want to just kill you. They want to subjugate you to the extent that you bring value to their political agenda. And as soon as you switch from an asset to a liability, that's when they want to kill you. Just like they did with Joe Biden. He was a useful idiot. Now he's a useless idiot. And so he was stabbed in the back by his own party. Just like Kamala Harris will be stabbed in the back by her own party in this convention next month. If she thinks she's sitting pretty on a nomination here, she's got another thing coming. Now, she could still be the candidate. But I wouldn't be sitting pretty right now if I was her. I would realize now that all of those in the leftist political elite class who lust for power have their sights set on Kamala Harris now. She is vulnerable. The party is vulnerable. There is a power vacuum within the party, and all of the most powerful heavyweights in this political leftist machine are vying for that power. They are being sucked in to fill the void in direct obedience with the laws of physics and the laws of power. Power cannot be created or destroyed. It merely changes form. And all of these variables are at play for this power so that they can convert into it. It can convert into them, and they can manifest in their self-worship and God self to pursue eternal life and eternal subjugation of middle-class Americans, working-class people, America first patriots. And there's only a few people standing in the way. There's Tucker Carlson, there's Joe Rogan, there's Alex Jones, there's Donald Trump, there's the Laura Loomers, there are others, but there's only a few people standing in the way. I mean, just remember what they did to our children during this pandemic, what parents realized during this pandemic about our education system and how there's no learning going on and there's only brainwashing going on. If anything good came out of the pandemic, it was the renaissance of homeschooling. In fact, I want to show clip number two. This is Mike Cernovich, brilliant commentator, on Tucker Carlson, diving into this a little bit. Clip number two.
What do you do about school? We do homeschool. We take them to a homeschool. So homeschool now is a beautiful, there's a revolution thanks to, ironically enough, COVID. So COVID, the only reason we're having these conversations is because of the COVID lockdowns, which shows that good can emerge from evil. If the COVID lockdowns hadn't happened, nobody would know anything about these schools, right? People don't think about that. People go, oh, the lockdowns destroyed the country. The lockdowns harmed the country in many ways, but we would not have known any of these problems were happening in school if people didn't have Zoom school, right? So Zoom school happens, people start paying attention, and then they're pulling their kids out of school. There's more homeschoolers now than there's ever
been. They're finding out what the teachers are actually saying.
Yeah, they're not even learning.
And meanwhile, as people wake up to the atrocity that is our Department of Education, the education system itself. I can't even remember what year the Department of Education was started, but it was remarkably recently, 3, 4, maybe 5 decades ago. It's a fairly new thing. So this idea that we have to have this Department of Education to oversee all public education is just asinine. And when the federal government gets involved with education, whether it's regular K through 12 education or whether it's higher education, that's when we begin to see the indoctrination of the state. That coupled with hyperinflation, forcing both parents to work full time, multiple jobs, you have to hand your children over to the state so the state can raise them until they're young adults. And what you get from that then is the Harry Sissons of the world. What you get from that are the Destinies, omni-liberals of the world. These leftist lunatics who are educated beyond their intelligence and indoctrinated beyond their character to the extent that they just become zombified NPC activists for a leftist ideology that is set to destroy all of humanity and enslave the entire population to a global political class. And it sounds terrible when you hear it. It sounds like a conspiracy theory. It sounds loony, remarkably stupid. But what has history ever told us or taught us about power other than that those who have power seek two things: to maintain and grow their power, to expand it. And when conspiracy is conducive to political success, to the conglomeration of power, to the manifestation guaranteed of an unbridled power, then conspiracy is what will be done by those with power to ensure its maintenance and expansion. And we have witnessed time and time again, decade after decade, for over 100 years now, the political class of the world conspiring together to ensure their total control of humanity. And it's taken one world war, it's taken a second world war, and it's going to take a third world war, because the only path to one world government is world war. Every single time a world war happens, there is an increase in globalization, an increase in globalism, an increase in the power of the global political class, which is right now forming the early stages, the fetal stages of a one world government. I mean, these organizations like the UN and NATO and the World Economic Forum and the International Monetary Fund begin to merge. And instead of being separate entities with separate interests, they begin to merge into one entity with similar interests, and they begin to align, and all of the variables begin to sort out in the formula, and the math just starts to add up to the ultimate final solution, which is a globalist government over the entire population. And the only thing standing in the way is national sovereignty as a concept, as a metaphysical principle. So whether it's Russia or China or the United States, national sovereignty is mutually exclusive to globalism. There cannot be a single sovereign nation left in the world, especially not a superpower, if globalism is to work. And that's why we see this war against America, Russia, and China all at the same time, as these globalists pit us against each other to weaken each other, to be reduced to rubble. Let's go to Jerome in Nashville. Jerome, what is on your mind this morning?
What's happening, man? How are you?
I'm good. How are you doing?
Hello?
Can you hear me?
Hello?
All right. We're going to go to another caller because Jerome can't hear me. Jefferson in Virginia. Jefferson, what's on your mind, buddy?
Got you.
Hey, can you hear me, Jefferson?
Is it working? Can you hear me?
Yes. Can you hear me?
Oh, yeah. It's a malfunction.
Okay. For some reason, the callers aren't able to hear me.
That's a malfunction.
So what we'll do is we'll go away from calls for a minute while the crew figures that out. Sorry about that, guys. And then I'll go back to you. Stay on the line, though. Stay on hold. We don't want to hang up on you, because I'm going to go back to Jerome and Jefferson after we get this buttoned up. In the meantime, I do want to show you this clip. This is clip number 17. I believe this was in Nepal. But if you want to see an example of civilization collapsing right before our eyes, if you want to see an example of what globalization and globalism does to the infrastructure of the world when you have people like Pete Buttigieg in charge of transportation, when you have people like Joe Biden in charge of infrastructure, it manifests and propagates and ripples beyond our own borders into the global landscape. And you see more and more stories like this time and time again. This is clip number 17. Everybody died. Great tragedy. Meanwhile, you've got Joe Biden claiming that he's done more for Palestinians than anyone else. You look at B-roll for 15 seconds of what Palestine looks like. I'm sure that they don't feel the same way. Kamala Harris receives enough delegate support to win the Democratic presidential nomination. Yeah, we'll see. Political analysts, Biden's withdrawal from presidential race has left Democrats in turmoil. Correct. Trump's would-be assassin reportedly flew a drone over the fairgrounds before the speech and could have dropped explosives on Trump. We already knew that. And we showed you the body cam footage. I know Jerome wanted to talk about this in Nashville, but doesn't seem like he's where our phone lines are working right now. But stay on hold, folks, because we will go back to it. Let's go to Jefferson. Jefferson, can you hear me now?
I can hear you. Can you hear me?
Yes, you sound wonderful.
Fantastic. You know, I was listening yesterday, and Julie called in, and she told you Kamala Harris is ineligible to be vice president or president because she's not a natural-born citizen, and you right. conflated the 14th Amendment with Article 2 and told her she was wrong.
Excuse me. I looked that up afterwards. I apologize for that.
Well, I mean, this is a common thing. It's done all the time that people don't seem to recognize it. To change Article 2 from its original understanding, which was the father, the mother have to be citizens.
Yeah.
And you're supposed to be born inside the United States, although they relaxed that in 1790 because they recognized that making them be born inside the states was a disqualifier to a country that hadn't been settled yet.
Right.
So they didn't want to disqualify children that were born in territories that weren't states yet.
Right.
But everybody thinks the 14th Amendment somehow changed the rules. And that's just become the common wisdom, and academia has now brainwashed people into believing fake definitions that are provided on places like Cornell's Legal Information Institute.
Mm-hmm.
And somehow we're never going to be able to push back on this properly or effectively, and Kamala's going to get to be the president of the United States while she's not eligible to be president because she has zero naturality in her citizenship. If you believe she's a citizen under the 14th Amendment, which is actually still in question because people like John Eastman have said her parents weren't here legally. They were here on non-immigration education visas that they overstayed. So they weren't under our jurisdiction at the time of her birth here in California. And on top of that, Jamaica has a special rule that if you're a Jamaican citizen, when you have a child anywhere else in the world, that child is automatically a Jamaican citizen at birth as well. So she can't be a dual citizen of both Jamaica and the United States and be a natural-born citizen of the United States at the same time. Those two things are mutually exclusive. So, you know, I've tried to get on any number of times and have an extended conversation where we can go over all the mistakes the hosts sure. here at InfoWars make, and it's hard to set up. But I appreciate you just put up the right website, usnaturalborncitizen.com, where all the mistakes and conflations and confusions are explained as to how academia and the judiciary have basically conspired together to make us all not understand what a natural-born citizen actually is. And yeah. we conflate it with something that's very simple, which is a citizen at birth. Well, lots of citizens at birth are not natural-born citizens. If you're the child of a citizen from another country and an American citizen, and you're born in the United States, you're clearly a citizen at birth, but you don't qualify as a natural-born citizen because you have dual citizenship at birth, and you could be a citizen of another country. This is what right. the standard was created to not let happen.
Right, so there's no conflict of interest. Happen. So somebody that has loyalty to another nation couldn't be the president of this nation. It's an inherent conflict of interest. Seems like common sense.
Right, but it's very hard to get people to think along those lines because yeah. they feel like they're being discriminated against. Now, in the beginning, when they made this rule, 99% of the population or more were all citizens all at the same time. So you couldn't mate with a non-citizen if you wanted to.
Right.
But over time, the population has changed demographically, and there's lots more people that are not citizens in our country that you could mate with. But that would mean your child would not ever be eligible to be president unless you change the rules by amendment. Article 2 can't be changed by legislation or some other amendment like the 14th that never mentions anything to do with Article 2. But people think the 14th Amendment somehow changed Article 2's understanding because it begins with all persons born. And I'm saying that's not a disqualifier of anybody. All persons born is everybody that's ever lived.
Right.
So it's a subset of the population that they're getting to, be created by the qualifiers that follow all persons born inside the United States or naturalized while subject to the jurisdiction thereof. So there's all kinds of qualifiers in there to the all persons born. But people see all persons born and they think it means everybody born in the United States is a natural born citizen, even though it doesn't say that. It says they are equal to the naturalized. If you're merely born here to non-citizen parents, your citizenship is exactly equal to being a naturalized citizen,
right,
which is a disqualifier, not a qualifier. You
right,
can't
but you're not a natural-born citizen. You're just equal to a naturalized citizen. Is that right?
Right. You're a citizen just as equal as a naturalized citizen is, who is equal to every other citizen except the natural-born citizen who gets to be president if they're 35 years of age and they've been resident 14 years. So it's not even automatic for the natural born citizens that are the children of two USA citizen parents. They still have to be resident inside the United States for at least 14 years
right,
to be eligible on top of being 35.
Right.
So if we had changed the rules on this sort of thing, then we would have seen a change in the residency requirement, and we would have probably seen a change in the age requirement. If I wanted to make a non natural born citizen eligible, I certainly would say, well, you have to be resident for 28 years and you can't be president until you're 50 years old, not 35.
Mm-hmm.
Then we would know they had changed the rules on a natural born citizen rather than speculating that they did. So we're in this strange world where
has the Supreme Court yet ruled on this? It seems like it would be a good time for the Supreme Court to rule on this.
Well, we can't get them to rule on it unless we can get Ken Paxton to bring what's called a writ of quo warranto motion against Kamala Harris. If we could get him to do that, if we go down the street and talk to Ken Paxton and make him aware that Kamala is in violation of Article 2 and tell him why and help John Eastman explain it to him, he might actually take up the charge and we could be responsible for having made that happen.
Wow. All right, Jefferson, I'll see what I can do. Thank you so much for calling in and reigniting the conversation on this. I know you've called in before about this, and part of the reason I want to go to you is because I knew you were going to speak about this in context of some of the conversations we had yesterday. Jerome in Nashville. Jerome, can you hear me now, man?
Sir, I can. How are you?
I'm doing well. Thank you.
Very good. Okay, so I just had two quick points. The first one is the shooter, Crooks. There's video. I think I saw it on your channel,
yep,
on your thing. The shoulder doesn't move, which indicates that there was no shot fired.
Well, maybe not in that specific frame that they captured him. I think he was crawling around.
That's true. But and then I looked at the body cam footage that was released recently. There's no shell casings anywhere.
That is bizarre. Now, is it possible that they could have rolled off the roof? Because the blood is clearly pouring off the roof. Because of the slope, famous slope. Do you think obviously if the casings are perpendicular to the slope, then they're not going to roll off. But would there be any reason that they would have picked them up?
Well, the rifle had been moved.
Yes.
The rifle's 25 feet away from the body.
Yeah, I think they moved the rifle because it's probably standard operating procedure that you move the rifle away from a shooter, even if they're dead.
That's very possible.
You're right. I don't see any casings laying around. Does anybody in the crew see any casings laying around? I don't see him, man. That's a good point. And you would think if it was really a crime scene with evidence, you would leave everything as undisturbed as possible. I mean, you'd move the rifle away from the threat, even if they're dead. I can see that. But there should be casings littered around.
I agree with you on that. Now, the second point, and I'll keep it short and sweet, this is a complete conspiracy theory.
Okay,
complete
I love it. You called the right place.
All right. So check this out. The deep state found a doppelganger of you, a malnourished doppelganger.
Of me?
Of you. I think you would look like him if you were about 100 pounds less and 20 years younger.
If I was 20 years younger, I'd be 13.
That's kind of what I'm saying.
All right. Who is this?
So friend guy who looks like the reporter who's reporting and exposing their stuff to discredit what is being reported. I told you it's a conspiracy theory.
Yeah. Well, hey,
but anyway,
if the government's finding doppelgangers of me, I'm flattered. If they're trying to do deep fakes of me, I'm flattered.
Well, you know, I would want to be off the radar in that regard, but yeah. You know.
Well, you're on the radar now, Jerome. You called in the InfoWars. You're on a list.
Oh, great. Well, then you can follow me at NSA Leak on X.
Awesome. Well, hey, man, thanks for your call. Very interesting observation, though. I'm glad you called me that observation. Where are the shell casings in that body cam footage? Wouldn't they be undisturbed? Interesting, interesting stuff. Chuck in St. Paul. Chuck, what is on your mind?
What's going on, Chase? Guys, or how the hell are you?
I'm doing well. How are you, sir?
I'm all right. Just want to kind of, I didn't realize what you guys were talking about, the assassination stuff, but I just want to kind of bring quick attention, if you give me about a minute here, maybe two.
Sure.
But I got a thing in the mail. Our power company, XYZ, they're the only ones offered over here in my area where we just moved to. So we move here. I get a thing in the mail saying, hey, we're going to come put smart technology on everything in your house, your smart this, and all of a sudden they gave me a thing saying, like a smart meter, right?
Yeah, so they can control the temperature
back of
your
head, home. I'm just like... back in my head, it's from years ago when I was watching with Alex how Colorado and Denver, when they shut all the AC units off and claimed it was a climate emergency, right?
Right, but they just did it to save energy.
Yeah. So, call them up. I say, hey, what's this all about? You don't have the right to touch my stuff. You know, I want to be a consumer. I'm darn if the little polar bears up there might not have an ice cap. Cool. Survival of the fittest. My problem. So I go over there, get through one caller. She passes me on to another person. Took another day to have them finally call me back. And this is after waiting like 40 minutes.
Finally you got in touch with Greta. She goes, how dare you?
She was staring at me. Oh, it's awesome.
How dare you?
Oh, my childhood.
That was really good. Anyway, XL, so what happens?
XL finally sends out a thing saying, hey, you know, you can come to this town hall, come talk to it. It's like a 30-minute drive for me. I go all the way up there. I walk in, and it's just like you got the Department of Commerce, you got Minnesota, this, that. You got Keith Ellison's left-hand, you know, rainbow person. Mm-hmm. And you got like, I kid you not, like 15 to 20 representatives from XL Energy itself. So I'm the only guy in there. By the way, I'm rocking my 1776 shirt.
And awesome. Got my pistol
with Minnesota's open carry. And I'm just like, nah, I'm the only citizen there. So go up there. They tell you, do your holy name for the file. Do that. And then I look over at I'm guessing it's one of the main guys who represents the shareholders. It must have been Larry Fink's, like, you know, cute little wannabe guy over here. Same glasses, same everything, maybe a foot shorter. I'm just like,
Chuck, you got 30 seconds till we go to break, man. What happened?
Yes, sir. So I look over at Mr. Larry Fink, say, hey, it's because you and your shareholders, which, are, by the way, everyone, XL Energy is owned by BlackRock, call them out on that. He all of a sudden folds his book up at the end of the meeting, runs out of there. All of a sudden, they wanted to try and charge me extra for having someone come to my house because smart technology is sexy. So call out XL Energy, get through to them, show them that you're not going to put up with it, and they will back down.
Awesome, man. Thank you for that call. Wise stuff there. If you ever have anybody want to put smart technology in your home, fight like hell. Chuck did. Chuck won. Stay tuned, folks. We got more calls coming up in the next 32 minutes on the other side of this break. Visit InfoWarsStore.com. Be the reason we're still on the air. Stay tuned for your calls on the other side.
This is a make it or break it moment, so I need people to connect those synapses in their brain for you to make a decision. If you don't support InfoWars, we will be shut down. And people say, well, they're constantly trying to shut you down. How are you still in the air? God. But God works through people. So we're in a paradox here where the judge says we're open for 3 more months. If we're able to get a buyer under the law, they won't be able to shut us down. I'll just work with somebody else. And that's coming. That's got to be set up. But in the meantime, if people believe the news that we're being shut down everywhere, which they tried to do and failed, by that foregone conclusion, we're shut down. And under the last federal bankruptcy manager who would not reorder product and killed all our advertising, who was positioning us to be shut down and tried to shut us down. We caught him. The judge caught him and fired him. We're almost sold out of all the products. All right? But we have a lot of great products that are still in stock, limited supplies. So I need you to go to InfoWarsStore.com. And we just had a donation button. Maybe we should just do that. You're fighting for freedom in a key election, battling the globalists. We need support. But we want a long-term relationship with you. We want to be symbiotic. We want you to get great products you like, get them delivered to you quickly, and enjoy them and have them empower you and make your life better so you love them and you keep getting them. We want a relationship. So there's the InfoWars MD line that I don't talk about enough that is all the highest quality, whether it's turmeric or whether it's natural sleep aid or whether it's saw palmetto with other compounds that are great for your prostate, also great for women's breasts. It affects the same type of tissues that have those hormonal fluctuations. I'm not a doctor, but I read the literature. You need to go to InfoWarsStore.com and go to the sections that have the whole line, over a dozen products, InfoWars MD. We've got Ashwagandha Gummy. Relaxes you, makes you feel really relaxed with no downer feeling. Amazing. An incredible product. Good Night Sleep. We have a lot of great sleep aids. This one's excellent. They're all different formulas. People love it. Good Night Sleep. InfoWars MD. Ashwagandha with black pepper, which relaxes you and makes you lose weight. These are all concentrates. Joint Relief Max works really well. Great pain relief. Huge bottle of it. You know, jam-packed. It's there. Joint Relief Max. InfoWars MD. Prostate support. Already mentioned that. This is just a top formula. Super high quality. Organic. Nerve Renew. Amazing. To get your nerves, not to kill pain, but to get your nerves healthy. Nitric Boost. Vitamin Refusion about to sell out. About to sell out. Real Red Pill Plus. And something I never talk about and should talk about more, Probiotic Fiber. A super high-end product at a low price at InfoWarsStore.com. Thank you all for your support.
You're watching The American Journal with your host, Chase Geyser. Watch live right now at band.video.
Welcome back to The American Journal, ladies and gentlemen. Your calls for the next 27 minutes before the great Alex Jones takes over on The Alex Jones Show at 11 a.m. Central. Always a historic broadcast from the broadcaster of all broadcasters, Alex Jones himself, the man, the myth, the mystery, the legend. Cal in New York. Cal, what do you think is going to happen with Kamala?
Chase, what's going on? How's everything? Can you guys hear me?
Sound great.
Fantastic. I just want to thank the crew. I want to thank Owen. I want to thank Alex. I want to thank Harrison. I want to thank you guys for all the information that you guys have been providing to us. Appreciate it.
You're welcome.
I just want to let you know that I don't think that there's going to be an election this year, because by the way that they're going, I think that there's going to be a catastrophic event that's going to make them, that's going to lock us down, and they're not going to even make us vote. They're going to instill a new president. That's what I think.
Who do you think it's going to be?
That we don't know. I doubt it's going to be Trump because they don't like them. But, you know, I'm a Trumper and I hope it's going to be Trump. But I have no idea. I want to say Gavin Newsom. That's what I want to say, because they're definitely not going to pick Kamala Harris. That's for sure.
Man, if they were going to install someone, I think it would probably be Hillary, though, because Hillary is like the lapdog of the CIA.
I agree with you on that. But I just think so many people on the left dislike her now. for all the crap that she's pulled, all the information that has been put out on her. But, I mean, I could agree with you on that, too. Somebody, I mean, you know, she's the one that has the most power. She's the one, I think, that's behind all of this, to be honest with you. So, the assassination attempt on Trump, I mean, everything that's been going on, so.
Well, it's only a matter of time before they start installing people. I mean, first the elections don't matter, and then they just stop doing elections altogether. Even Klaus Schwab came out in the last year or two and talked about predictive programming, but used the phrase prescriptive programming, where he suggested that in the future, the world won't even need elections because artificial intelligence will be able to determine ahead of time who would win if we had an election, and they can just install leaders that way. I mean, that's how asinine and crazy and just maniacal these people are. Jeff in Maine. Jeff, what are your thoughts, man? Hey, Jeff.
Jason, hear me?
Oh, yeah, you sound great. What's up?
Hey, awesome. Yeah, so I don't know. We talked about the debate quite a bit, but just to go back on that, if you go to the end, when Joe's getting helped off the stage, I had to replay it a few times. There's fake steps. Three out of the four steps look fake. Look at their steps as they're going down. I think that's why he almost stumbles a little bit, because he thinks there's multiple steps. And if you look
at it's like a screen almost, like there's one step and then there's just, it's like lights. Interesting.
Exactly. So the gaslighting is just unbelievable.
To make it look like the stage was more elevated.
Yeah, exactly. And that's probably why they didn't let Trump go the other way either.
That's crazy, man. I tell you what, our callers today are on it with the observations. No shell casings on the roof. Fake steps for Biden to try to walk over. What is going on? What is going on? Nothing is real, Jeff.
I know. Hey, I'm there with you. I've known about this for a long time, and I appreciate what you guys are putting out there. I don't want to hold up the lines, but thank you, Chase. Thank you, Alex. Thank you, Harrison. Thank you, Owen. And
Is desk even really here? Is it here? Is it real? Robert in Florida. Robert, what's on your mind?
Chase, I saw an article that was talking about there's several states that Joe Biden's name cannot be taken off the ticket, and for some law that they have, to where by default the delegates would go to Trump, and I want to say it was 20 to 30 states.
We know that it doesn't matter what the law says, right, Robert? It doesn't matter what the law says. It doesn't matter the fact that the Democrats didn't even elect their nominee.
Right. I agree with the last caller and what you just said. I think they're going to install the president. It's going to be Hillary because she has to be in. She's so narcissistic. But also they talk about their agenda that it was supposed to be Obama and then Hillary. Then the hiccup happened. Their puppet failed. And now Hillary's going to come in and set the example on how to be a dictator.
Yeah. Well, that's definitely on the back of my mind, too, Robert. Thanks for your call. Sean. Sean, what's on your mind, man?
Hey.
Hey.
I want an interview. Listen, there was a show, 9/11, where the girlfriend hacked all of the man's smart utensils and put him in his shower and made the heat burn his body to death. And then they found out that she was jealous and she hacked him. But that was on that show 9/11 years ago. But listen, you know that Trump missed his shot when he could have put a logo and a patch for Trump for president on his ear? You should tell him that. And also, I'm in a household that's just torn politically. You know, one side is the left, the other side is the right. What do you do in your household to keep the calm?
Yeah, well, that's a good question. Obviously, there's a lot of division among friends and families around politics. I've just adopted the mentality to go to war, and I'm just writing people off. I don't think that everybody has to support Donald Trump, but anybody who's a leftist that's going to vote for the Democrats at this point, I just don't even want it to be part of my life. I have no animosity toward them. I wish them the best, but you can get the hell out of my house. I'm not going to share holidays with you. If you're going to bring up politics, I'm just going to just totally disparage you and barrage you with why you're retarded at this point. I'm not going to bite my tongue. I'm not going to turn the other cheek. I'm not passing the salt and pepper. If we're going to get together and you're going to bring up politics and you're going to disrespect me, I will not say anything first. You're going to disrespect me, you're going to just be met with a litany of resistance. And the thing is, that's nice about being well informed.
Yeah.
Is you can win every debate or argument. Oh, well, Donald Trump wants to be a dictator. It's like, hey, the only president that's ever committed a crime in a shower is Joe Biden. If you read Ashley Biden's diary, what about Metabiota? You ever looked up the $23.7 million that they sent to Metabiota while Rosemont Seneca was invested? This is the most corrupt administration of history. I'm not allowing anybody to support it or its vice president or the DEI crap or the on the knees Willie Brown crap or the fact that they want to take away all of our guns and shut down all of our business. And help these major corporate elites and instill censorship at the highest levels of all big tech using the strong arm that is the federal government while they complain about the Supreme Court and try to expand it even though the Supreme Court said it was okay for the White House to encourage the censorship of American people. I mean, there is no way that I'm going to bite my tongue and allow these leftists, whether they're in my family or not, to have the final say at any dinner or holiday event. They can all go to hell. I don't care. I don't want to heal. I don't want unity. The unity is just a buzzword for uniparty. You know, bipartisan support is a buzzword for uniparty. You want unity? Get the hell out of here. I don't want unity. I want a divorce. I don't want unity. Unity is the most overrated thing since the word democracy. Democracy is overrated too. The number one cause of tyranny is democracy. So when I hear these leftists talk about unity and democracy and coming together, I want to tell them to shut the hell up. Get out of here. I don't want to share a country with you. I'm not sharing my family with you. I'm not sharing my home with you. Get out of here, Dave. Dave, what is on your mind? The color revolution. Let's go to Dave. Dave. All right.
Love it.
What's up, buddy?
Chasing fuego. I love it. I love the passion. Hey, first of all, I want to hat tip Jefferson. He's been screaming about
Jefferson's
Article 2, and we've been doing that here in State 48. Joe Arpaio led the charge in 2007 about the Kenyan, so we know all about that. But I was glad that Jefferson went through that long explanation. Yep. Really great information on the show today.
Absolutely.
I wanted to talk about the color revolution that started, that we recognized the Somaliopolis burned in May of 2020, right? Because the federal government is a backstop, didn't step up. The states didn't step up. We, the people, realize we're on our own. And I don't know if you caught this today from Senator Ron Johnson. They're trying to clown us now. There's two police officers that have sworn that they found 8 shell casings near Crook's body. First of all, an AR has a shell ejector. Mm-hmm. Those would be 20 feet from the body. They wouldn't be next to the body. And we know the 8 shots that rang out were not from the same weapon. So mm-hmm. Who are they trying to clown saying, we found a pile of 8 shell casings next to the body, which is in direct conflict of the video we saw today.
And the roof was sloped. So a lot of those casings, even if not all of them, a lot of them would have rolled off the edge. Dave, thank you for your call. I appreciate it. We are going to a break. We'll be back with more calls on the other side. Stay tuned. Nitric Boost is back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. And do you hear that, folks? That is the sound of an empty bottle. It is impossible for us to keep a full bottle of this product around at the headquarters here at InfoWars because everybody understands and loves how powerful Nitric Boost is. Now, there are several reasons why you should be considering Nitric Boost at InfoWarsStore.com. First of all, enhanced cardiovascular health. We know that heart disease is one of the leading causes of death in the United States of America. We know that there have been increased reports of things like myocarditis, heart attacks, strokes, heart disease throughout the last several years especially, and that's why Nitric Boost is one of the most important products that you can get at InfoWarsStore.com right now. Now, it's not only going to help you with cardiovascular health, but it also helps with things like enhanced vitality and muscle recovery. So if you need more vitality in order to accomplish your goals at the gym, or if you simply just want more vitality throughout the day as a hardworking American, this Nitric Boost from InfoWarsStore.com is an absolutely amazing choice. Obviously, muscle recovery is incredibly important for anybody trying to reach goals at the gym. So please consider getting Nitric Boost right now at InfoWarsStore.com. Now, you shouldn't only be getting this product just because you want to improve your cardiovascular health or just because you want to experience enhanced vitality or better muscle recovery, but you should be getting this product, Nitric Boost, at InfoWarsStore.com because it helps keep InfoWars on the air. Our bodies and our minds and our country and our species itself is under attack by transhumanists, globalists, and the New World Order who want to subjugate your mind and subjugate the entire human population. So we need to keep InfoWars on the air, especially this this year as our country faces the most important election of all time coming right up. So please go to InfoWarsStore.com right now. Get Nitric Boost, not only for the benefit of your own health, but for the benefit of humanity itself and to keep InfoWars on the air. Visit InfoWarsStore.com right now. Get Nitric Boost and be the reason we are still on the air.
Top scientists and researchers agree we are being hit by toxic weapons in the food and water supply that are making us fat, sick, and stupid. It's time to fight back with Brain Force Plus from InfoWars, the next generation of advanced neural activation and nootropics. This new enhanced formula contains 20% more capsules per bottle and has been enhanced for maximum potency, containing a brand new ingredient called black pepper fruit extract for an added kick. The InfoWars crew and a team of scientists tested hundreds of different options before choosing the undisputed winning formula that is Brain Force Plus. Now is the time to secure your bottle and flip the switch for yourself. Supercharge your state of mind with Brain Force Plus and see why the InfoWars is powered by this key formula.
I talk a lot about the great successes InfoWars has had. I don't think anybody can deny it. And it is because of listeners and viewers supporting us. But when we talk about the crew at InfoWars, people behind the scenes, the researchers, the writers, they really have been the MVPs in this fight. And when we look at Harrison Smith and Owen Schroyer and the hard work they engage in every day, 5, 6, 7 days a week, it's really just incredible. So for myself and the whole InfoWars crew, I thank you for your past support. And I want to encourage you now to realize that InfoWars cannot stay on air if you do not support us. I know you spread the word. I know you pray for us. And that's wonderful. Keep doing it. But most viewers and listeners never go to InfoWarsStore.com and you never buy great products that enrich and empower your life while at the same time keep us on air. I know that less than 1% of our listeners actually go buy products at InfoWarsStore.com. If just 1% more of you took action and went to InfoWarsStore.com, our funding problems will be over. Please take action now.
Welcome back to the American Journal, ladies and gentlemen. Of course, we saw reports that the shooter was using a rangefinder for an extended period of time before the first shots were fired on the President of the United States, Donald Trump. But it does appear that the video of the shooter, the body cam release footage, which shows his firearm several panels away on the roof, it seems like it's been moved away from the body, which makes sense. He would move the weapon away from the shooter even if they're neutralized. It appears, now let's look closely again, and I want to take this call from a Marine who's called in. Go ahead and go to him. It appears in the footage that there is no scope on the firearm. So I've heard mixed reports, but why would you use a rangefinder if you're using iron sights on a weapon? Maybe you can enlighten me. Marine, what's on your mind? Thank you for your service. I take it you're actually a Marine, former Marine.
We don't say former Marine. We say Marine veteran, but it's okay. I'll
you got it, Marine veteran. I was told that you don't say ex-Marine, but you say former Marine. Now I'm being told that you say Marine veteran, so I'll correct. I'll pivot.
Yeah, nothing former about being Marine, man. Once you get that Eagle Globe and anchor, it's yours forever.
It's like being a former CIA asset. There's no such thing as a former CIA asset. You're just a CIA veteran.
I hadn't noticed this myself until this morning that I said, why are we not seeing a picture of this weapon yet? Why are they holding this weapon back? Mm-hmm. You know, you think with the gun, with the gun nuts, them saying, hey, let's get rid of AR-15s, let's get rid of AR-15s, they'd be all over it, which we see it in the hearings. They're already on this on the Democratic side. But I've paused and took a screenshot of the same video that you're talking about, you're looking at where they're all on the roof.
Mm-hmm.
There is not a scope on that weapon. If you look at the rear of it, to me, now I'm not saying yes, no, maybe so, until they've got that rifle laid out to where we can see it, who knows? But that right there, that steel frame, if you pause that video, is pretty the only picture that we've had of this man's weapon. And to me, you're telling me a 20-year-old made a 150-yard shot with a reflex sight with no training. I understand he went to a couple of shooting classes or whatever. I'm telling you, as a Marine, that is a tough shot to make with a reflex sight. Now, Pat Fallon, the representative from Texas, said he recreated those shots. That was famous when he put up the target and said that he hit it X amount of times. I think it was 15 out of 16 shots with an ear shot, okay? That's a guy from Texas, probably had guns his whole life, okay? Mm-hmm. Now, that's speculatory, but okay, whatever. He made the shot. The kid didn't. What gets me is, though, if that was my shot, 150 yards out, I'm using glass, at least 40 millimeters, you know, on the objective. Mm-hmm. I find it highly, highly suspicious. I find it very, very telling that the government will not come out and tell us, hey, did he use a reflex sight or did he use a scope? Did he use iron sights? But it's just like you were saying, Chase, you're looking at it too. Mm-hmm. That scope, if you look, I mean, that rifle, if you look back at the end of that rail on the top of it, there's a protrusion that comes up, maybe an inch by an inch by an inch. That is classic reflex sight. I mean, anybody that's played Warzone, Call of Duty, and don't know nothing about weapons,
sure,
know that is a reflex sight on that weapon. And I'm just wondering why nobody is pressing this harder, because it goes to me how difficult the shot was. Yeah, Trump wasn't lying. 150 yards for a guy that shoots rifles all the time, or maybe stays in practice with a 22 or a pellet gun, you know, and understands about dialing a scope in, and you can even dial a reflex sight in. I just find it highly suspicious that they will not talk about this. I'm not going to tie you up anymore. Maybe y'all can put that up for the viewers on TV to look at and show them what I'm seeing, and maybe you'll get some other veterans call in. But this is highly questionable and suspicious that they won't tell us, you know, anything about this weapon other than the same old classic talking points. AR-15,
right.
You know. Get out of here. But thanks for your time. Doing a great job. Love you guys. Tell Alex. Tell Harrison. You know, everybody. Owen especially. You know, you guys don't stop, man. Don't stop.
Because
they're going to do everything to stop you. And just bear the brunt of it. Just take it and keep pushing forward. Adapt and overcome, as Marines say.
Well, thank you for your call and for your service. I appreciate it. Let's go to Julian in Key West. Julian, what is on your mind?
Hey, how's it going? Can you hear me okay?
You sound great.
Awesome. All right, so what's on my mind is I want to try to come up with solutions with our problem with America right now. You know, there's a bunch of propaganda going on, and they're trying to collapse the, our government inside out. And I think that everybody's scared to try to, you know, take back their government because of this January 6th thing that happened.
Mm-hmm.
But I feel like it's under my best interest and my 2.5-year-old son's best interest is that we give this country back to God. And I feel like there needs to be a movement made where, like, maybe I should do it. Maybe I should take the cross from Key West, Florida, and walk it all the way to the front lawn on the White House and remind everybody that this is God's country, not the Democrat, not the Republican, not nobody else, but God and Jesus Christ. And I feel like that would solve a lot of our problems. But at the same time, I am very, very worried about my family and my well-being as well for doing such actions.
I'll tell you what, that would be an epic statement for somebody to walk across all the way across the country, even from Key West all the way up to D.C. I mean, that would be Forrest Gump-level behavior, where he famously ran across the country and picked up more and more people running with him. That would be an awesome thing to accomplish, and I would love to cover this. If you decide to do this, please send me a DM on Twitter at @RealChaseGeyser, and I'll follow along and be sure to report on it as much as possible as you do it. Casey in Arizona. Casey, what is on your mind?
Hey, what's going on, Chase? How are you doing, sir?
Good. Thank you for calling.
Yeah, I wanted to call in about culture. I've seen a huge shift. I'm in South Phoenix,
mm-hmm.
and before, you know, you couldn't even say Trump's name. Now it's just all we talk about. Everybody's really coming around. It's nonstop conversation is, you know, what are they doing? Why are they doing this to Trump? Why'd they try and kill him? And before, you couldn't even walk around with a Trump hat on now.
Yeah.
And it's from every bit of culture.
Yeah, and I'm hearing lots of reports like that. People are wearing their MAGA hats, and they're expecting to receive backlash, but they're leaving restaurants with cheers, things like that.
Yeah. And nobody down here wants anything to do with Kamala. She is so unpopular.
Yeah, yeah. She's only popular with Montel Williams and Willie Brown.
Hey, I want to give a shout-out to the Dilly Meme team. I mean, they're really a big part of that. Everything's south of culture, and I think they're a big part of it. So I just want to give a shout-out to them.
Well, thank you, Casey, for your call. I appreciate that. And I think you're right. I think the culture is shifting. I think we have time for one or two more calls. Let's go to Mike in New Mexico. Mike, what's on your mind?
Good morning, sir.
Good morning.
Great show today.
Thank you.
Very, very impressed with some of the astute observations of your callers.
I know. They've been great today.
They really are, man. Yeah, I think you bring out the best of people. I really do.
Thank you.
So my comment is a little bit off topic, but
okay.
You had a caller who mentioned polar bears.
Yep.
And it got me thinking. They're making the farmers, particularly in Europe, kill off their cows because they fart too much, which causes greenhouse gases. And you got Greta Thunberg and all them kind of people saying, oh, we need to do this and that.
Mm-hmm.
They're going to melt the poles and they're going to kill the polar bears and the penguins. Well, guess what? I think polar bears and penguins both contribute nothing to the ecology or the economy or anything. Now, I think if we were to take Greta Thunberg and stick her up on a North Pole with a rifle and have her kill off the polar bears, she'd actually be doing something and we'd be done with her.
Yeah, we don't need polar bears. Why don't you start with the animals we don't need if you're trying to reduce greenhouse gases? Then you can work your way up to the animals that we need to survive. Let's kill the polar bears first.
Right. And then the penguins.
Yeah.
You're getting there, right?
I'm with you. I think that we should have a genocide of penguins. I think we should occupy the North Pole.
Absolutely.
Wipe everything out that lives there, declare it our own property, settle it, kill all the polar bears, and repopulate it with our own cows.
Sure. All they do is eat fish, crap, and fart. That's all they do.
Exactly.
Now, I guess there's a few.
It's like a suburban white woman.
There you go, buddy.
Hey, man, we've only got a minute left of the show before the great Alex Jones takes over, so I got to cut you loose, Mike. Thank you for your call. That was a blast. In the meantime, folks, make sure that you visit InfoWarsStore.com right now or DrJonesNaturals.com. That's DrJonesNaturals.com right now. All of the products are top of the line, incredible. They really work. There is something for everyone, regardless of your age or health issues or priorities. There is something on InfoWarsStore.com for everyone that you need to get. And not only is it an investment in your own health and well-being, preparedness for the apocalypse, which seems to be coming right around the corner, but it keeps InfoWars on the air, folks. We're under relentless attack from the New World Order. Free speech is under attack. America is under attack. Assassination attempts are happening to the President of the United States, and humanity itself is under deep state attack as well. So go to InfoWarsStore.com right now, get something for yourself, and save the world while you do it. Stay tuned for the Alex Jones Show on the other side. Everybody buys the Life Select storable food, which has a 25-year shelf life, just in case of an emergency. Frankly, it's cheaper to eat the Life Select storable food than it is to get groceries in Biden's economy. Then they don't buy the Alexa Pure water filter in conjunction with the storable food. My thinking is, like, how are you going to prepare the food if you don't have clean water? They go hand in hand. You got to get both. What do you think, Jacob?
You look at every post-apocalyptic movie in the library, the most powerful person has water. I'm a well driller. So we have actually pretty sound filtration system, but
sure.
I recommend to people that can't have a complex system like I have to get the Alexa Pure.
Thank you so much for your call. Super important call, Jacob. I appreciate it. I encourage everyone listening now to go to InfoWarsStore.com. Get the Life Select storable food. Get the Alexa Pure water filter as well, because you want to make sure that you have the ability to prepare that food with clean, pure water. Go to InfoWarsStore.com. Be the reason that we're still on the air.
And I'm sorry to give people the bad news. Folks, it's all over. We need to get ready now. People need to go to KEPM.com/gold. KEPM.com/gold. You need to get ready. This is the place to go. I love them. They're great sponsors. They're great people. Or you can call 720-605-3900. In my opinion, you are insane if you don't get into silver right now and get some gold. And I wish I could do it. I'm under enemy attack. It's okay. It's fine. And I'm just looking at all of you, wishing I was in the position you're in right now, because I wish this wasn't the case. But I intellectually and spiritually know I'm 100% right. And I think you all know it too. We are screwed. But the good news is humanity's waking up and we're going to turn this around. So buckle up, folks. Buckle up and get ready now. Because the greatest crisis of all of our lives is happening now. And I'm just the watchman on the wall, the Paul Revere telling you, the New World Order's coming. It's here.